From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
The city of Detroit, who believed in this team, and this team met their expectations, even though no one else expected it. So to your 2004 NBA champion Detroit Pistons, congratulations, and here's the trophy.
I'm delighted that they didn't strike down Under God from the pledge. I think that would have been a mistake. And second, I'm delighted that they didn't uphold it on the ground that mentioning God is trivial.
We have an unconstitutional pledge that is still being foisted upon children in schools, and somebody will come back and challenge it again.
It is with great pain and sadness that we announce the death, the brutal murder of Mr. Paul Marshall Johnson in Saudi Arabia. His body was recovered shortly in the northern part of Riyadh.
All right, Boston Center, TMU. We have a problem here. We have a hijacked aircraft headed towards New York, and we need you guys to, we need someone to scramble some F-16s or something up there to help us out.
Is this real world or exercise?
No, this is not an exercise, not a test.
Okay, this is New York Center. We're watching the airplane. I also had a conversation with American Airlines, and they've told us that they believe that one of the stewardesses was stabbed and that there are people in the cockpit that have control of the aircraft.
Military Boston Center just had a report that American 11 is still in the air, and it's on its way towards heading towards Washington.
Okay, American 11 is still in the air? On its way towards Washington?
There was definitely another aircraft that hit the tower. That's the latest report we have.
Okay, so American 11 isn't a hijack at all then, right?
No, he is a hijack.
The American 11 is a hijack.
Yes.
I think we need to scramble Langley right now, and I'm gonna take the fighters from Otis and try to chase this guy down if I can find him.
There have been reports that contacts between Iraq and al-Qaeda also occurred after bin Laden returned to Afghanistan, but they do not appear to have resulted in a collaborative relationship. The two senior bin Laden associates have adamantly denied any ties existed between al-Qaeda and Iraq.
Oh, the reason I keep insisting that there was a relationship between Iraq and Saddam and al-Qaeda, because there was a relationship between Iraq and al-Qaeda. This administration never said that the 9/11 attacks were orchestrated between Saddam and al-Qaeda. We did say there were numerous contacts.